Oh no, I'm staying. Yeah, of course. As long as you need me. As long as you want me around. You say that now. I imagine at one point you'll get sick and tired of me. You're sweet for saying that. I'm sorry, baby. It's been hard. This whole past week. I know it has. You don't have to tell me. I can just tell. Because I know you. I know you very well. So well, in fact, you don't have to tell me what you feel. It's written all over your face. And the way your body moves and the way you're carrying stress, I can tell. I don't want you to hide it. I don't want you to have to pretend or shy away. Why would I want that? That's not really a relationship, is it? Hiding your emotions, hiding your feelings, hiding your thoughts. No, because then you're just performing. You're masking for someone. You're trying to be what you think they want. The truth is, I don't want you to pretend. Because I know who I want. I want the real, authentic you. I do. That's so hard to believe. And that's who I fell for. No, I get it. You think that if you let your hair down and if you show me all of you, that I'll go, that'll be too much, that I can't handle it. But I've seen all of you. Yeah. Before we started dating, I saw a lot of you. The good, the bad, all of it. But I still want to date you. I still want to get closer to you. Think about me. I see my good, you see my bad. Do you want to leave? Do you want to run away? I have the same fears too. But if I show you too much, if I am completely me, how could you love me? I tell myself the same thing I tell you. That I see all of you and I love you. I set to hope that as you see all of me, that you continue to love me. No, I know. Try me. Tell me something terrible that happened this week. Tell me something that's stressing you out. It doesn't have to be big. It can be an easy one. Okay, fine. I'll start. I've been pretty stressed out with work. I don't know. I'm behind. And I've been trying to catch up. And I feel like, I don't know, there's a lot of expectations on my shoulders. And I'm worried I won't live up to them. That everyone needs me to be somebody. I don't know if I can be the, It's scary when people turn to you to like lead them. And yeah, you can't express any of that. Because if you come across uncertain, then they're uncertain. So you have to just be stable. and confident and just, you know, set a course. And but I mean, the thing is, you always have doubt in your head. At least I do. And you overthink, and that overthinking can drive you crazy. See, something real. Because you don't want to hear about that. No, fair enough. Yeah, if you're not allowed to compartmentalize, neither am I. Okay. Well, your turn. What do you mean you don't want? That's not fair, baby. Please. Because I know something's on your mind. Since like Tuesday. What happened? I promise, no matter what it is, I won't think less of you. Yeah, I know who that is. What about her? Wait, what? Like, at all. Like, she doesn't respond to you. Like, you've texted her. So she's basically ghosting you. Oh, baby, that sucks. No, that's not stupid. It isn't. That is not stupid. That is a very valid thing to be, like, stressed or anxious or be overthinking. I would. No, I get it. A lack of communication is worse than communicating sometimes. Because in the ambiguity of it all, in the uncertainty, in the silence, your brain will fill in everything. If someone just told you something, then you could just have that, hold on to it. And that's like, you know, that might be enough. But nothing, just silence, that is. It's deafening. It's just like space in which uncertainty lives. She hasn't called you. She hasn't texted. She hasn't done anything. Oh, but she's posting on Instagram. Oh, baby. I don't know. That's not a great friend. I mean, you shouldn't ghost or cold shoulder your friends. I mean, if she's upset, she should just tell you. She should be like, hey, I'm upset about this. And then, you know, I need space. And we'll talk then. Or, I don't know. Giving you something. Because nothing's so much worse. Oh, baby, come here. See, I knew something was up. I know, baby. The truth is, human beings are hard. In the best of times. We live such quiet, complicated lives. And so much of it we spend in our heads. What she's doing, she's probably doing out of self-preservation. Doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it okay. What do you want to do about it? Not that's the only thing that matters now, really. What do you want to do? Do you still want to be her friend? Do you want to talk to her still? Like, yeah, there's history there. You don't want to throw away history. But if she does come back, if she comes back in your life, you gotta talk about this. You do. You gotta bring it up. Well, if that causes her to run away, to push you away, then maybe it wasn't a friendship worth saving. Which I know. I know. That is. It's hard to hear. Well, here's it from my perspective. I don't want people in your life that are good for you, that build you up, that make you happy, that help you, that are like genuinely there for you. Relationships are reciprocal. I know how you are. You give yourself like fully in every relationship you're in. Whether it's me or friends, family, like you are, you give. You give and you give and you give. You give so much of yourself. I only want people in your life that are going to return that favor. They give you back as much as you give. Yeah, if she was like, hey, I don't want to talk right now. I'm upset about X, Y, or Z. We'll talk in a couple days. I just need time to cool off. I need space. And then you readjourn, then that's one thing. But to just say nothing, to have your text go unanswered, to, I don't know, I just, yeah. I mean, sure, but an argument like that, I mean, there's still room to come together after that. Even if, like, maybe not the same day, but days later, a whole week of silence is a long time. It's a long, long time. I feel bad when I don't text you back after an hour. Yeah, like if I'm in the office and I see my phone go off and I'm like, fuck. So many times I take my phone and I just like, I do the classic, oh, I dropped my phone. Let me just go on the ground and get it. And I just like hold it in my lap and I just subtly text you. I get in trouble sometimes, but you're worth it. Much because I want to talk to you. I always want to talk to you. There's never a day or a moment when I don't want you around. I don't want you in my space. Like, that's crazy. I always want you around. Even though most of the day you're just like a text or a phone call away, it feels too far away. You. I just want you here. Yeah, just like this. That's all I ever want. I'm sorry, baby. I know. It is hard. She's your best friend. I hope you do talk. I hope in the wake of this, you know, she reaches out, she talks to you, and you guys can just squash this. Yeah. I know, Papa. I know. Was that what was stressing you out? Was that the big thing? I can tell you this. I'm not going anywhere. No. I'll be right here. Always. Literally forever and always, baby. Okay. You don't have to be anxious about that. I love you so much. If she texts you back, let me know, okay? Yeah, of course I want to know. I don't know whatever's going on in your life, baby. No matter what it is. Well and truly mean it. You're everything to me.